This is Music Notes for the week of November 12th for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Singer, songwriter, guitarist John Hiatt is bringing his Eclipse Sessions tour to the Taft Theater on Tuesday, November 13th. I recently had a chance to visit with Mr. Hiatt. Our interview is available online at WVXU.org. And when you visit the link, you'll see a wonderful photograph of John Hiatt seated at the lunch counter at Tucker's Restaurant, OTR. That photograph done by Michael Wilson of Cincinnati, who has taken John Hiatt's pictures many times. He is one of John Hiatt's favorite photographers. WVXU.org around Cincinnati for that interview. Pat C. Meyer's trio will play at Cafe Vivace on Tuesday, November 13th. You can hear an interview with the owner of Cafe Vivace, Brent Gallagher, on this coming Sunday's Around Cincinnati program. Cirque du Soleil's Curios movie will be shown at three local theaters, one night only, Tuesday, November 13th. Or link with more information, visit the website wvxu.org/lx. Folk singer Tom Rush will perform at the 20th Century Theater in Oakley on Thursday, November 15th, with Matt Nacowell. And I had a chance to chat with Mr. Rush. That interview online at wvxu.org/lx. It's jazz with the Eric Wurzelbacher Quartet at Latitudes Bar and Bistro on Beachmont Avenue in Anderson this Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. The Redmore in Mount Lookout will feature Adia Dobbins with the Cincinnati Chamber Jazz Orchestra Thursday, November 15th. They'll be performing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, the First Lady of Song Ella and the Great American Songbook. There's a shrimp and jazz festival at Washington Platform Friday, November 16th through Sunday, the 18th. The founder of AAA Americana Legends, Wilco, Jeff Tweedy, will present his new memoir, Let's Go So We Can Get Back, at Walnut Hills High School on Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. Plenty of jazz at Schwartz's Point this weekend. Friday night, the Pat Kelly Trio. Saturday night, Brazilian jazz with the Tito Camargo Trio. And Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30, it's Tea Time Chamber with Judy Tsai and Silviera. Looking East will perform the music of Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, and Jackson Browne on Saturday night, November 17th at the Redmore. Doors open for dinner at 6 with music beginning at 8. Tribe Live will be on stage at Lucius Q in Pendleton with Sound the Alarm this Saturday night. You'll find the Boutique Jazz Trio at Awakenings Coffee and Wine on Hyde Park Square Saturday evening from 7:30 to 10 p.m. You can warm up with live blues music Saturday night at Miami Valley Gaming's Winter Blues Fest. Free admission to see Leroy Ellington's Sacred Hearts, Derek St. Holmes, and more, along with an all-star jam at the end of the night. The 50th anniversary reissue box set of Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland has been released. The box set includes the original remastered album, outtakes and demos, and live recordings at the Hollywood Bowl on separate discs. Alligator Records has set a January 11, 2019 release date for Live at the Ramblin' Man Fair, the new album from Grammy-winning band The Kentucky Headhunters. Tickets went on sale last week for a concert with bluegrass folk legends Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. They'll be on stage on April 2, 2019 at Memorial Hall as part of the Longworth Anderson Series' third concert season. And finally, King Records is the impetus behind the Cincinnati King production, now playing at the Playhouse in the Park, running through December 23rd. Visit WVXU.org around Cincinnati for Rick Pender's interview. That's Music Notes for the week of November 12th. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.